Democratic Senator Nikki Antonio has tried for years to get an anti-LGBTQ discrimination state law passed and notes one of Governor Mike DeWine's first actions was an executive order protecting LGBTQ state workers.
Our attorney general has entered into a push to discriminate against a group of people. That is appalling.
But Aaron Baer with the Conservative Citizens for Community Values says the federal civil rights law at issue applies only to males or females and does not include sexual orientation.
Attorney General Dave Yost is standing up for what the law is, not what some political activists want it to be.
Ohio is among 15 states joining the Trump administration in that argument before the U.S. Supreme Court. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.